This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Wow. Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. And you'll see why I'm laughing in a minute, and I will explain it. It is pretty amazing. And what is amazing is we're looking at Scripture, and we're understanding Scripture, and we are trying to get to grips with knowing Jesus, and little by little, we are knowing Him even more. Turn with me to 1 Peter, the second chapter, and verse 21. 1 Peter, the second chapter, and verse 21. And this is what Peter is advising. This is what he's saying in his letter. He says, "For God called you to do good." Have you got that? That's the beginning bit. "For God called you to do good." And there's a comma there. And the verse continues and it says, "Even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example. You must follow his steps." You know, I already told you right at the beginning of this broadcast that I woke up in a bad mood, that I woke up feeling dejected, feeling alone. I woke up feeling angry, if you will. And I was feeling angry. I have no idea why. There was a sense of oppression that was over me, and I don't know why, but it was there. And a little bit later on, I prayed on this broadcast, and that oppression lifted. Yet the attacks didn't stop there, beloved. Something happened. I'm not going to go into the details of what happened, but something happened and I was attacked again and again and again. And I thought, how long is this going to go on for? How long must I take these attacks? How long must I suffer in this way? And I come to the daily devotional and see what Peter says. Now, I knew this verse. I preached on it before. I did a whole series on 1 Peter and 2 Peter, verse by verse by verse. So I've already been through this verse with you guys before. But it suddenly occurred to me that this is for me as well as you. And I don't know what you are going through, but I know that you are suffering. I know the pain and suffering that you are going through. We've already heard from two wonderful people, Jesse and Brian. They're both suffering with cancer, and they listen regularly to Worship Radio 247. Both of them are suffering with cancer. We don't know why. We have no clue why. All of us are suffering in some way. All of us are going through attacks of some description. Let me just say this. I would question your validity in your Christian walk if you're not going through any sort of attack. I really would. You see, before you were saved, you were no threat at all to the evil one, none whatsoever. But now you have been saved by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, beloved, right now, you are a threat to the evil one. He doesn't like what you've done. And however you are affected and effective in the Christian walk will determine the attack that is coming your way. I know that I know that there is a mandate from Satan's minions to try and take me out, to try and shut me up. And they try all sorts of things. I'm not going to say too much on that, simply because I don't want to give the evil one any more significant, what's the word I'm looking for? Strategy in how to take me out. But I continue, and I continue, and I will always continue. I will not stop preaching the Word of God. I will not stop preaching the gospel, telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. I will not be stopped in Jesus' name, because this is what I've been called to. Now look at this. Because perhaps when I'm saying those words, you're saying, well, what have I been called to? I haven't got a clue. I just go to work every day. I come home. I eat my dinner. I go to bed. I pray. I go to church on Sunday, but I don't feel I've got a calling. Peter's telling you now. Peter's telling you right now what you should be doing and what you have been called to do. And that is, for God called you to do good. Are you getting that? God told you, and He called you to do good. Paul goes on to say, He is your example. Jesus is your example. You must follow in His steps. Verse 22 says, He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. Boy, that's difficult. Because when I was getting those attacks today, I wanted to threaten revenge. I wanted to think of the way that I could be vengeful. I was trying to think of ways that I could make that person suffer the way they're making me suffer. But the Word of God is telling me not to do that. I have to put that away. I have to put that to one side. And I have this verse that comes shooting into my mind as I'm talking to you. Jesus and our Heavenly Father say this, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." Are you getting that? It's not up to us to be vengeful. It's up to Him. So all I can say is woe betide anyone who is causing you aggravation and pain. Woe betide them. Woe betide them. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. Isn't this great? Aren't you loving this? Isn't this an encouragement to you today? Well, whilst all of these attacks were going on, I had a message from Mag, who said to me, people are listening on TuneIn, tunein.com. We've got our own app, but a lot of people are listening on tunein.com. And she said today she has received 87 messages on TuneIn of people loving Worship Radio 247, of people saying thank you for Worship Radio 247, of people wanting to pray for the staff and the personnel on Worship Radio 247. That is such encouragement. And it was exactly the sort of encouragement that we needed today. You have to spend your life not thinking about vengeance. You have to spend your life turning the other cheek. Oh Lord, that's difficult, but we have to do it. We have to turn the other cheek. We have to spend our lives doing one thing, and that is continuing to do good, because that is what God is calling us to do today. So what does that mean? Well, it means not being vengeful. It means not letting yourself get angry over things that you know actually that are nothing to do with you. They are to do with attacks from the evil one. It means that whenever you can, you need to do something good. Do you know, I was reviewing what I brought the last time I brought this particular verse. I was reviewing that earlier to see what I had said. And during that particular preach, if you will, I said something that I'd forgotten. And it was this. I was walking in Victoria one day. Now, I never ever give money to people who are begging on the street. And as I was walking past Victoria Station, I saw this guy sitting on the side of the road, and I can see him in my mind's eye now. And he had long, straggly hair, but the most amazing blue eyes, piercing blue eyes. And he sat there, and he wasn't begging. He wasn't asking for money. He was just sitting there. It was quite clear that he was dispossessed. He was homeless. But I walked straight past him, and I felt the Lord say to me, "Give that man some money, David." So I turned back and walked up to him, and I put £5 in his hands. And he said, "Thank you very much," and I walked on. And as I walked, the Lord said to me immediately, "Do you really think that's enough? Give him some more money, David." So I went back and gave him a further £10. And as he said thank you, and I walked on, the Lord didn't say any more, so I knew that was okay. But even an act like that, beloved, is doing good. How can you make someone's life better? How can you do something for someone else that they're not expecting you to do, to make their life better? What can you do? That is what Peter is talking about. That is what Jesus is saying to you today. For God called you to do good, even, watch this, if it means suffering. So when you do good, if you suffer because of that, great. Just as Christ suffered for you, and believe you me, beloved, our Lord Jesus suffered for us in a pain that we can't even imagine. We have no conception. But he did it for us. Why? Because he loves us. So if you're concerned about what you're called to do, and God hasn't called you to do anything, yes, he has. He has called you right now to do good. He wants you to do good for someone you don't even know, maybe. He wants you to do good because he loves you, and because that is what he has done in his life. He has done so much good and continues to do so much good, beloved. He does it because he needs to do it. And you need to do it because you need to do it. And you need to do it because he's calling you to. Will you say amen? Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. In our suffering, Father, I pray that you are there right in the midst, so that we can go through this suffering, so that we can withstand the attacks of the evil one and continue to fight the good fight. Your word says, Father, in James, consider it pure joy when you go through trials. Father, show us how to find joy in those trials. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and thank you, thank you, thank you for saving us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.